I'm Terry Grout. When you first get ready to go on a run, whether it's a race or a training run at home, as soon as you get all the equipment together, you know, you're getting the harnesses out, you're getting the sled out, the dogs go nuts. They really love to do it. So what's normally a quiet dog yard will suddenly erupt, and there will be dogs jumping and prancing up and down and barking and howling.
I'm Jim Methven. The Apostle Island sled dog race is just a little different than a lot of the other ones. It's more about having fun and just a little bit less serious. The trails are excellent every year. There's always a lot of snow here. I think everybody comes back here just because of how much fun they have here.
So this little wiggly girl here is Walnut. She's my main lead dog. And now this is Florence, and she is a quasi-lead dog. Sometimes she'll run out front, but she doesn't like running out front when there's a lot of people around. But she also doesn't know commands. It's a good thing when your leader knows commands. But she's kind of a youngster. This is Tyler over here. Hello, Walnut.
This is Rainier. He's another one of the leaders. But usually he works a little harder if he's not in lead, so usually I don't lead him as much anymore.
You know, dogs can be very well trained, or they can be kind of psycho when it's time to hook up for a run. So sometimes when you're getting all the equipment ready and getting them hooked up, you wonder if you can even control these guys, even if they're accomplished veterans. You know, you get the sled lined out, you hook it off, you tie it off so that they can't take off without you. You check the lines, you slip the harnesses on the dogs, you put them on the line, and then you pull out the hook and you take off.
Before I had dogs, I'd be out skiing or doing something. I don't like staying inside much.
How often do you do those other activities now that you're racing?
Rarely.
And even an old team of dogs, you know, that first quarter mile or so is just going to be going really fast for that much time. But then you get out and you just start negotiating the trails in the woods, and things get quiet. As soon as they start running, the dogs all kind of shut up. And then, you know, whether you're going for a couple mile run or a 30 mile training run, you just kind of get into the rhythm of the dogs and riding the trails, and sometimes if the snow is deep, helping them out by pushing.
The dogs really are into this, even more than the mushers. They just love to be out there running, and they love to be out there running with other dog teams.
I just want to go around and have a good time. So, you know, we're not really here to win. We're just here to show them some nice new trail, and I hope I do okay. But I figure even if we come in last, but we have a good time on the trail, then the whole thing's a success.
Welcome to the Apostle Island Dog Sled Race. We're beginning to put things together,
so. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3,